Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing good. It's another weekend in America, and let's see what's going down. Salute, salam. You already know how it is. All right, Houston. You know, I always start with Houston first, as you can realize. Two men were shot at a sports bar on Lyons Avenue, Zunex Sports Bar, right? And then, you know, that Denver beat Minnesota last night. That was a huge game. The game was exciting, especially in the first half. It was super exciting, but, you know, the Minnesota couldn't keep up with Denver. So, obviously, they had, like, a strategy in how to beat them in last night's game. But there was a shooting at a Houston sports bar. Police are investigating the shooting at Zunex Sports Bar in Houston around 2 in the morning on Saturday. According to the police, two men were shot in the chest in the parking lot of Zunex Sports Bar located on, I don't want to give you the address, but on Lyons Avenue. Preliminary investigation revealed that the two men were drinking at the bar and one of the men stole one of the waitress's phone, which was later revealed on camera. The waitress confronted the man she saw on camera stealing her phone, but he denied the allegations. All right. After the man denied stealing the phone, the waitress called her boyfriend, who was close by, and he came and confronted the man who stole the phone, and a fight ensued. All right? Things like this happen all the time, but this one is a particular story, so I'm going to have to tell it to you. During the fight, the boyfriend grabbed his gun out of his car and began hitting the man in the head with the gun, attempting to help his friend. The second man joined the fight. At that time, at that point, the boyfriend fired off 2 shots, striking both men once in the chest. The waitress ended up taking the gun away from her boyfriend before the police arrived. The boyfriend remained at the scene of the shooting. Both men that were shot were described as Hispanic males in their late 20s or early 30s, and they were transported to a local hospital for treatment. All right. After reviewing the surveillance evidence with the district attorney, it will be determined what charges will be filed in this case. All right. You know what I always say. I wish people don't use guns to handle disputes. I really, really wish that. I wish I had the power to take all weapons away from the world, all right? Where it's gonna come to the point where you're gonna have to fight, all right? So, you know what I'm saying? But a real special forces type of person would tell me that fighting is more like, it's still more dominance over weapons. And let me explain. Some people are probably gonna be like, how the fuck fighting is more dominant? Physical combat is more dominant than a handgun or a weapon. It is more dominant because you have to know how to fight in order to use the weapon. All right? If you don't know how to fight, then there is a possibility when you fire off that handgun, you might hurt somebody and you might hurt an innocent person that's just standing by, all right? So you must know how to fight. You must know how to operate a weapon. You must know how to function, check a weapon. You got to know how to do a lot of things. That's why they make you go to these classes so you can understand the full functionality of using handguns and weapons and stuff of that nature and stuff like that. You know, I hope you understand what I'm saying, because these are like intricate details on how to use a weapon and stuff like that. But I wish people wasn't such a pussy and they would just leave the weapons alone and use their two hands to fight somebody and stuff like that. I know that they scared, all right? But the best option was to call the police. It's plain and simple. Because as I'm going through the details, the waitress went through the camera footage, the surveillance footage, and she know who stole her phone. So all you had to do was call the police. You didn't have to call your boyfriend. So now a big mess has has emerged. And now you got issues, all right? Some people make bad choices, all right? I know that I came up with a freaking idea, which is extremely far-fetched. I can't take away all of the weapons from the world. It's not like this is reality. Some people got guns. So when you have a situation like this right here, what this lady did with this waitress, when somebody, one of those two guys stole her phone, or one of the guys stole the phone, all you had to do was call the police. That's it. It would have been handled promptly, and the police would have made those guys give up the phone, all right? So the guys probably would have ran off, but, you could have brought charges on. And you got to be careful when you walking around people. You got to be careful with your phone, because your phone nowadays, technology is very, advanced. So now it's to the point where your phone is an extension of you. So you need to keep your phone in your persons. You need to keep your phone in your pocket, all right? Don't have your phone laying around. Your phone is now an extension of who you are. All of your information is on your phone. Your banking information, everything is on your mobile banking. Your every information that you need is on your phone. And then you losing your phone might cause a freaking problem in your life and stuff. And it's almost like you got to reset your life, which is very annoying, don't you think? Yes, I know it is. Anyway, moving along. Let me see what else is going on. And I ain't mean to rap. I'm just trying to show you what else is going on in your community so you can further think of a better solution. I don't want you to be in trouble like this guy who went in his car to go get a gun to fucking handle a dispute for his girlfriend. I don't want you to be in that mess. You don't have to be in that mess. You could just call the authorities, you know what I'm saying? Just like how the waitress, let me say it one more time. The lady went through the camera footage and she found out who stole the phone, all right? All she had to do was simply call the authorities, and the matter would have been handled simply. Now they have a big mess, all right? Moving along. This one is also disturbing, all right? This was all over social media. I seen it myself on Instagram. New York City rape suspect charged after disturbing belt choke video goes viral. It went viral. I seen it myself. A person of interest connected to the brutal choking and raping of a woman in New York City is now in custody and faces several charges, all right? The commissioner of operations, Kaz Daughtry, tweeted out, when he tweeted this, I don't even know when he tweeted it. Did he tweet it? It looks like he tweeted this morning. This morning, your Bronx detectives placed Kashawn Parks into custody. That's the suspect, the person with the belt that grabbed the lady. The greatest detectives in the world worked around the clock to apprehend this suspect. He will now face justice. Thank you to all who contacted the New York Police Department hotline tips with information regarding this heinous act. Mm-hmm. God damn. He looks crazy, too. He looks retarded in the motherfucker, like something is definitely wrong with him. Police previously identified Kashawn Parks, 39 years old, as the suspect attacker and confirmed that he was detained. He faces a slew of charges, including rape, assault, sex abuse, and strangulation. He has two prior arrests, police tells the news sources this. He will now face justice, New York Police Department Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry tweeted. In a horrific video shared to multiple news outlets, the 45-year-old victim is attacked from behind on the sidewalk at East 152nd Street and 3rd Avenue in the Bronx, the Melrose neighborhood. The attacker, who obscured his face with a white towel, takes out a belt and wraps it around the woman's neck. The man is seen pulling the woman to the ground, holding her until she loses consciousness, before dragging her between two cars where he raped her. That is fucking crazy. According to the latest New York Police Department statistics, there has been a 5.1% increase in rapes this year. As of May 5th, a total of 511 rapes has been reported in the city. God damn it! This is fucking stupid. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't mean to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny, but fuck. All right. Golly. Yeah, I seen the video, man. Like, he did it, like, meticulously. Like, he was, because I watched the video. He, like, tiptoed behind the lady. So he did it real meticulously, and he had the belt in his hand, and he just tiptoed the lady. It was an older lady. She was just minding her business, so obviously she could not hear that somebody was behind her, and then he just, like, wait for the moment to wrap the belt, you know, the belt that you use to put around your pants to hold your waist, wrapped it around and choked her with the belt, and then dragged her on the ground. And then from the reports, he dragged this lady between two cars and raped her. This is freaking crazy as fuck, man. I don't even know what's wrong with people. You see what I'm saying? There's bad people everywhere. And I be feeling bad for the older people that's, like, I'm talking about real old people that's very fragile, that's walking around the streets late at night. I be, like, feeling bad for them type of people, especially if they don't have nobody to watch their backs. You know, some of these old people don't have nobody, you know. Some of these old men that's walking around, like, some of them don't want to sit in the, how you call them places? They got those apartments that's specifically designed for older people to live in. And then, you know, there's one that's not too far from where I'm living at right now. And sometimes, you know, them older men, they don't like sitting in the house all the time. So they just go outside late at night, you know, they just can't help it. But they got targets on their back, because you got people out there that's just sick in the head. They don't give a damn, and they're gonna do whatever, all right? And, you know, and then there's not that much police officers out here in this area where I'm at, so. It's just like maybe one or two, three police officers and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, and in a nutshell, you got a doggone watch out, all right? The lady, how old is this lady that got choked out? I want to see how old she was. She was the victim, the suspect. It's Kashawn Parks. He's like 39 years old. I can't believe he did what he did. He got to be fucked up on some crazy-ass drugs. All right? And then, okay, let me see. The victim was like 45 years old. The lady was 45 years old. It looked like she was carrying some groceries or something like that. All right? I'm not looking at the video. But I remember watching the video earlier. Yeah. It was all over social media, you know. So, anyway, moving along. Let's see what else they got going on. Any good news? I think I need to do some good news, because I be doing too many of these bad news. I don't want my listeners to be freaking paranoid and stuff. There's no reason to be paranoid. It's just you got to freaking pay attention. You know, you can't be all sloppy and stuff like that. Like, one very irresponsible action is being sloppy, drunk, and running around the streets at night. That's irresponsible. Like, anything could happen to you. Like, don't do that, all right? If you want to get sloppy drunk, be in the comfort of your own home. Don't even open the door if somebody knocks on that motherfucker. All right? Anyway, moving along. This has been a very tumultuous week. I've been seeing news after news, and sometimes I just don't want to report it because it's wicked. But it feels like I have an obligation where I have to let people know what the hell is going on in the world. Now, this right here just happened, all right? It's a little disturbing. It's everywhere on social media. Well, it's going everywhere on social media. You know, another one, just like DJ Khaled. But I'm not trying to be funny at all. I'm not even attempting to be funny. I'm just saying it's another one. This is very disturbing. It's a trans woman caught on video murdering a guy. He was walking, I guess he was walking to go pick up his mail or something like that. He lives in a neighborhood, and the suspect was in a vehicle, and let me give you the details. This happened in Houston, by the way. I can't believe it. Eyewitnesses news obtained a deeply disturbing video of a murder in broad daylight on May 3rd. The victim, Steven Anderson, was walking on Woodridge Square Drive to pick up mail when a car ran him over. The suspect is 20-year-old Cameron Fisher, identified in court records as a man, but also described as a woman by police. News sources edited the graphic video, and I posted it on a TikTok if you want to see it. Paused it before Anderson got hit by the vehicle. The car reversed and hit him again, pushing him further into the street while neighbors frantically called 911. One neighbor came out of the building with a pillow, and that's when the suspect returned with a knife in hand. All right, the suspect can be seen flipping Anderson's limp body over, straddling and kissing him before stabbing him 9 times. Oh no, man. I don't know why this person did that. I don't know if Anderson owed this person money or something like that, because this is crazy. The suspect casually walked away as if nothing had happened, and neighbors just watched. It's very disturbing, one neighbor described. I have kids here. They could have been out here playing and imagine them witnessing that. The suspect could be seen trying to get into another car while talking to witnesses. When that was unsuccessful, she ran and leaped over Anderson's body, and while she was running away, Fisher was charged with the 64-year-old murder and is being held on a $2 million bond. Broad daylight, people around every time, and it happened right under our noses, one neighbor stated. News sources, ABC 13's Brooke Taylor spoke to the neighbors, and it was too much for them to relive and talk about it again. One woman says she hasn't been at work and is trying to find a therapist to speak with about this traumatic thing that she just witnessed. Shit. This is crazy, man. Records show Fisher was a she was on probation. She was on community supervision for 5 years. She was on probation for 5 years for evading arrest back in 2023. So she was like current on that right now. Records show that Fisher was also charged with prostitution back in 2021, but the case was later dismissed. She was also charged with assaulting a staff member at the hospital on the same day as the murder. Damn, this motherfucker is crazy. Right? It's everywhere on social media right now. I just seen it like probably like 20 minutes ago. And yeah, like I said, it's been a tumultuous week. I've been seeing like very disturbing cases on the internet. It's on the Neighborhood Talk for the people that be on Instagram. I read the comments on there. Some comments was like, whoa, what the, this 65-year-old man owed the prostitute money or something. And then other people was like, why they keep showing these bad news? Why they don't show the news of people people doing bad stuff to the trans community? I seen that comment. I don't know. I feel like there's something evil in the air because, like I said, this week has been bad, you know. It's been a very aggravating week, you know. And I don't expect to have a good day every day, you know. This is reality. I know there's going to be some bad days. There's going to be some good days. I know that, you know. But this week has been very upsetting, very taxing. And I don't know why. That's why I'm like, yo, is there something in the air? Because this week is fucking vicious. And I've been seeing some very horrible, disturbing news this week. This was crazy. I looked at the video and all of that. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker ran this guy over. Was it that serious? What really transpired? I don't even know if I want to move on with this doggone episode right here. I want to cut it short, but I got other news right here set and ready to go for me to report to you on this podcast. So for the people out there that got to do their little 9-to-5 work, especially the people that work in extra jobs to make meet ends, you know, I mean, meet ends. I forgot you say ends meet to make ends meet. Sorry, I said it backwards. I told you I speak multiple languages, so forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. But this thing right here has got me a little agitated, just a little bit. There's some other news. It's about a couple. And a dude. The dude killed his girlfriend, and the girl was missing for like almost a month. So I got that one ready and stuff like that. I'm just trying to wrap my mind around the last one that I just did, the trans woman that ran over this 65-year-old victim and stuff like that. Hopefully, the court documents will not be sealed. And I could do a follow-up update on what happened because I want to know what transpired, what compelled this person to run over this man and stab him 9 times, broad daylight. I want to know what happened, what transpired, what compelled this person because we, the public, need to know so we could avoid this type of tragic situation right here because it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving, all right? Didn't mean to horrify you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get some other news where it's a little bit more happy and stuff like that. But the best thing that I could tell you is pray in the morning before you do anything, before you brush your teeth, all right? Make sure you do a prayer. Make sure you get you a fresh Bible. I wouldn't too suggest the King James Version. I wouldn't suggest that to nobody, but, you know, get you like a fresh Bible and read the Psalms so you could be protected by the light. That's like my best advice that I can give you, all right? It could be the Quran, it could be the Bible, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? The Word of God, you know, back in the days they used to call it voodoo, all right? I'm not here to trick you, I'm not here to play games with your mind, I'm here to tell you the truth, and I want everybody to make it out here, all right? I want everybody to come home safe, all right? I'm not asking you to drop money in my Cash App, none of that. I'm here to give out positivity to the world, all right? I feel obligated as a human person and as a vessel from a high power, you know, from the light, to give you the righteous message, all right? Okay, so let's keep it moving. Yes. Okay. I'm going to try to stop saying all right all the time. I'll be listening to myself when I rewind and listen to what I just put on track, on wax. Anyway, Breonna Winston, this is in Georgia. Michael Edwards arrested on malice murder charges. I know I ain't put this on here yet. Clayton County, Georgia. The man who was named a person of interest in the death of Breonna Winston has been arrested for malice murder. Michael Edwards was booked into the Clayton County Jail on Thursday. He also faces an aggravated stalking charge as well. The Clayton County Police Department will hold a press conference on Monday to release more details about this arrest right here, but confirm a warrant for malice murder was taken out for Mr. Edwards. Right, so the 23-year-old Winston was reported missing at the beginning of April. As the search progressed, investigators gathered evidence. They gathered a whole bunch of evidence suggesting Winston was murdered. All right, so Breonna Winston. Winston's cousin, Jasmine Walker, said the family found out from a friend that Winston was last seen heading back to the apartment, which she shares this apartment with Michael Edwards, her child's father and boyfriend. After not hearing from Winston for a while, her cousin asked the apartment complex to do a welfare check on her. Family members said that the apartment smelled like bleach, like it had been cleaned out. That's an indication of something bad. Walker reported her cousin missing to the Clayton County Police Department on April 1st, but the family did not receive the news of her death until April 26th. Police named Edwards and his wife. He has a wife as well. Michael Edwards has a wife as well. Her name is Breonna Phillips Edwards. There's a lot of Breonnas here. Okay, so the wife named Breonna Phillips Edwards. As persons of interest in this case, both of them was peoples of interest in this particular case. The relationship between the three is not fully known. Yeah, this doesn't sound good at all. Okay. Breonna Phillips Edwards was arrested for making false statements, but was later released on bond. When asked if the false statements were about Winston's disappearance, police said they could not confirm that information. Okay, so Michael Edwards remains in Clayton County Jail without bond as of late Friday night. So they're probably going to give us some more details. I'm going to have to follow up with that story on Monday, because that's the only details they got. And this is the weekend. This is Saturday. Yeah. And then I seen a post on the Shade Room where TMZ, you know, one of the reporters was interviewing Stevie Wonder, you know, the legend Stevie Wonder. And they asked him, does he know anything about the Kendrick Lamar and Drake feud? And he does know about it. And this was his response. His response was, war, friction like that is not good for the world. That's what he said. And then he feels like the feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake is a distraction. It's distracting us from what's going on for real in the world. And when I heard that, it's on the Shade Room. I posted it on TikTok. Just in case, if you want to fact check me, you could go on my TikTok. All you got to do is type in Box Benji in the search engine and you're going to find it. Yes, sir. So, okay, that's good, though. And I feel that. And that was a very righteous thing to say. Definitely was feeling that right there. Anyway, should I keep going with some more debauchery news? I'm thinking, give me a second. I don't know if I should keep going. No, I'm probably going to end it here. And then I'm going to have to do another one anyway, because I have to do more episodes. I've been forced to do more episodes. You see what I'm saying? So I'm on it. I'm not going to stop. You know, there's times where I'm going to just like squeeze more episodes within the night or early in the morning time. But I'm not going to do it like how I used to do it when I'm running around the streets and you can hear the background I don't think people like to hear that stuff. Sometimes I might do it if I'm forced to do it. And then as well, I'm watching NBA basketball playoffs. I'm watching Boston, and I'm watching Cleveland. Cleveland is down by 10. It's the second quarter, 1 minute and 40 seconds left. Allen, he's not playing. I don't even know the situation with Allen. I forgot his first name. The real, real tall guy with the afro that plays for Cleveland. I know his last name is Allen, but I forgot his first name. So then Donovan Mitchell is my boy because he's from New York. New York City! You feel me? All right. So, Evan Mobley. You got Darius Garland. Cleveland. I do want Cleveland to win this series, but it's tied right now. It's 1-1. Let's see what's going to happen. Yeah, this game is tight. You know I love sports. You know I love. This is the only war I could take, sports. But other wars, like fighting another nation, I disagree with all of that. Let's just have a conversation and see what the problem is. That's it. Point blank, period. I'm thinking about should I move on with some more stories and stuff like that. I'm trying to keep it at 40 minutes or at least an hour. I'm thinking, should I give you some more? I know there's some more stories. Matter of fact, I might give you another story. Hold up. Let's keep it moving with some more. I'm going to try to keep it at 40 minutes because I don't want to give you 30 minutes because at the same time, I gotta keep giving you more content. I got to give you more content. So let's keep it moving. Let's do it. Yeah, this one, I thought I did it already, but I didn't. This is a shooting that happened at a movie theater in Ohio. One person is dead. The victim was identified to be Darren Davis. He was like 27 years old. He's from Canton, Ohio. A late night shooting inside Ohio movie theater has left one man dead, police stated. The shooting took place at approximately 11 p.m. when the Massillon Police Department were notified of a shooting inside of a Regal Cinemas movie theater in Massillon, Ohio, some 50 miles south of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Massillon police officers responded and found a male deceased near the front lobby. Authorities said in their statement early Saturday morning, detailing the shooting, the victim was identified to be Darren Davis, 27 years old, from Canton, Ohio. I already said that. Shortly after 11:30 p.m., police say a suspect was taken into custody outside the Massillon Police Department. Authorities did not disclose the identity of this suspect or reveal a possible motive in the killing. Additional details on the shooting were not immediately available, and the investigation is currently ongoing. Yeah, I didn't do this one yet. Yeah, it was just sitting there. Yeah, this happened Friday night, I believe. Yes, Friday night. So somebody came in there shooting. So they don't have all of the details on why this happened. Moving along. Ah, fuck that. I'm scrolling down the gram. Here go one. Drake with a cryptic post. But when you die, it says, this is what it says. But when you die, will people notice? When I go, there's going to be a lot of memories of me. This is something posted by Drake. Don't know why the fuck he did that. What is Drake talking about? What the hell this person is talking about? This Drake hate train is weird and just shows how people can formulate a single thought on their own. Those Kendrick songs will soon be a distant memory, so I don't get the whole lose or win thing. The music itself ain't good, and it's just sensationalized right now. But wow, these comments are disgusting, and it shows how desensitized social media has made some people. Okay, always remember Drake begged for the beef. He told Kendrick to come out and play. I'm just reading the comments. Okay, this one guy, he said, lost the rap battle and started midlife crisis the same week. Crody stress. I don't know why the fuck he even posted some shit like that. It's just like with what Stevie Wonder say. It's a distraction. That's how I'm looking at it. I already post that. What else? What else is on here? What this dude talking about?
It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
I was doing
nigga.
This game, buddy.
Show a nigga some love, nigga.
Wabbledy dabbledy.
Niggas out here don't love me, nigga.
They don't love.
You hate on a nigga. I don't understand why you hate on me, nigga.
We don't understand.
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show.
Next.
POV. In 2019, you think you're going to Drake's party, but hit Dennis instead.
Ugandan students arrive in a prom in a helicopter. Been a Mercedes car, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, excuse me. Hey,
Yeah, sir.
I think I broke y'all though. You know, when you made me mad early on, blowing my drink.
Oh, so that's why I just came. That's what my little rattle on
there? Yeah, that's why I rattle and shake, rattle and roll. And
Treasure underscore Big T. I like her. She looks sexy. I think she's married or something. What is this? Drake really thought we would forget about this advertisement? What the hell is it? My bad, I'm just scrolling through the thing. You can't see what I'm doing, which sucks. Should I post this on the doggone? I'll post it on the TikTok. I'll post it on the TikTok just so you can see what I was looking at. But anyway, I'm going to end it right there. It's just a Drake commercial or something like that. And he was working out. Pause on the beginning of the commercial. I don't know what that was. I wasn't feeling none of that. But maybe the women will probably like it, the beginning. But I don't think I'm going to edit that. And you know what I'm saying? We're just going to put that part where he's lip syncing to the Bad Blood song by doggone Taylor Swift. You know, it's a commercial. I'm going to post it on the TikTok right now. Don't worry yourself. Anyway, I'm going to cut this thing short and sweet. Short and sweet, baby. I'm watching the game. 57-48. Cleveland is down by freaking 9. Halftime. I was going to jump onto some other news, but we're just going to fall back right now. I just got to let this birdie fly real quick, and we're going to come through with another episode. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. All you got to do is follow me on TikTok, and you can follow me on Instagram. All you got to do is just type in Box Benji in the search engine. That is BOXBENJI. And you're going to find your man here. Yes, I've been doing this for a very long time. I almost sound like a professional, don't I? But screw that. Just holla at your boy. I'm going to holla at you later. This is Thinking Out Loud. Peace.
I'm fell in love with it.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog with an executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike.
Harlem.
It's the Harlem light.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Got them fell in love with.
Gonna turn it up, please.